Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's them up Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now. K-Rax, man. What's happening?
It's Rax, man. What it do? What it do, man?
It's good, dog. Bro, I've been watching you for a minute, bro. I've been watching you for some years, bro. I ain't gonna lie, dog. Like, you've been growing fed, bro.
Same here, bro. I've been watching you for a minute.
Yeah. That before the interview, that's crazy. You told me you used to be at my own crib, bro. That's crazy.
All the time when y'all used to be making all of the songs on the real, I used to be sitting there like, damn, look at Big Cuz. He turned with this shit. He was turned back then, so it was like, shit, I was young. I just used to hear it. I was down there his biggest fan. He sent me some shit right away. I'm listening to it off it. Like, damn, yeah, Cuz, I'm going crazy.
Facts. Yeah, shout out Mom, man. Hell yeah, dog. But you and this, bro, what's going on, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, because they never heard you, bro. It's your first interview. You know what I'm saying? Like, let us know what's going on.
Man, I be really chilling, man. I just really started this shit, taking it serious. So I'm trying to just get this shit off the flow, even though it's really off the flow type shit. I just got to get more serious with it.
Yeah.
Once I get more serious, though, a lot of you can hang that shit up, put it in a closet.
Right. Facts.
Right.
But for the that don't know, like, where you from? So what part of Milwaukee you from?
I'm from Center, off Center Street.
Center,
I grew up from Sherman to 60th era, all parts of Center, from 44th to 48th to 58th to 54th to 53rd. Like, I got to live in 4 or 5 different houses in that area, bro. So it's like I've been over here my whole life, bro.
Yeah, dog. Because I know, I think I heard you were like 2-3 years ago, like, because I know you did plenty with Fei, plenty with Ghost. You know what I'm saying? Like,
gosh,
freedom, bro. Like, because, like, I know you be seeing it too. Like, it'd be some people that be really doing what they talking about, but they really don't be taking rap serious. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I thought that was bro. I was like, man, bro, but he ain't no rapper. Like, he don't even look like a rapper, bro. But, like, I could tell he really, you know what I'm saying, one of them niggas, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Little bro. He was turned. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's a really surprise all of us, like, how fast folks really blew up with rapping, because it wasn't like, he ain't wake up like, yeah, I'm finna be a rapper. We only rap. We get bored. Day gets slow or something. We all go to the studio and just make some and drop a video to it. 4-5 months later, and turns out this shit is shooting up. Like, damn, they want to hear Faye. They want to hear Ghost. You know what I mean? I always was just like on some, I'm going to just support the bros type shit. I just jumped on some songs and so happened to caught a wave and some little supporters for that shit. So it was like, right, shit, fucking with me. I started fucking with it. Like, shit, fuck it.
Yeah. But shit, even though you was round up, but what made you know that you can do this shit, though?
I ain't going to lie. It was a couple of different things. Like, shit, when Faye went to jail, I was, what really made me like, yeah, I'm finna start doing this shit. Faye went to jail, folk. And I'm watching him drop songs from jail, like drop mixtapes and shit from jail.
Yeah.
And it's paying for the lawyer, like his lawyer, $50,000. His streams is what's paying for the lawyer. We put up $20,000. Folks dropping mixtapes and the rest of that shit getting paid for off the streams. I'm, damn, bitch, you just made a $50,000 in jail? You done there made $50,000 in jail? I'm like, oh, man, I'm finna start doing this shit.
That's crazy, bro. That bullshit. It definitely is some money behind that shit. Like, easy-ass money, bro. All
easy
you got to do is
money,
rap, bro. That's it.
You just got to be turnt, though.
Facts. Hell yeah, man. Because, like, what that was like, what, 2023, right? You made the, y'all did y'all first vid with Ray, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, 23.
Yeah.
22, something like that, y'all.
Yeah, dog.
Shout out Ray, too. I've been knowing Ray since I was a kid, bro. Ray, I was down there 10 years old. Ray taught me how to gamble, all type of shit.
That's crazy.
Before he was shooting videos and shit, I've been fucking with Ray a long ass time. So it was, that's really who I shoot all my videos with, type shit. With Ray.
Yeah, dog. But shit, out of all that shit y'all drop, like, what motherfuckers, when they see y'all in public, like, which one of y'all, like, they fuck with the hardest out of all that shit y'all did, out of the old shit?
I think it's either Plenty Missed Calls, or it's I forgot the other one. I know both of them motherfuckers. Both songs. It's Plenty Missed Calls and it's another one. But both songs that probably like 700,000-800,000 views on YouTube and shit like that.
Yeah, that motherfucker dumping dog.
And we never promoted that shit. Like, never. We never promote none of the songs. Like, we posted the day it come out. And that's just it. Like, it ain't no promotion behind it. It ain't paying no major sites. No, none of that shit. We just dropping it. Organic.
That's crazy, bro. That's how you know. But, like, you know, Milwaukee, they gravitate to shit that's real, bro. Like, you know when some shit sound like some bullshit. And you know when a nigga lying like a mom.
You know when a nigga capping. Like,
yeah, like, niggas, the city know, bro. You
know, I always say that. Like, you can't be. That's one thing I'm big on. If I ain't seen it, been around it, I can't even talk about it because it's like I'll be feeling like I'm a liar. I'll be capping.
Right.
Bro, so it's just like I don't even listen to niggas who I know capping. Like, mm-hmm. It might sound good, I just ain't even trying to hear that shit for real. Hell can't nah. be no cap rapper.
Fuck that. Hey, dog, you just dropped tape, man. I'm not a rapper, bro. That shit out right now, nigga. No skips. You know what I'm saying? On that bitch, man, I listen to that I've been listening to that motherfucker since it dropped, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, a motherfucker yeah, fire, bro. Looking.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, what was it like putting that motherfucker together?
Bro, really, it was like, really not a rapper. That tape was like on some, because people used to DM me like, bro, drop some fucking music. Like, plenty yeah. supporters. Like, bro, drop some fucking music. I'll be recording this shit. I just would never drop it, though.
Yeah.
So it was like, not a rapper came about. It was just like, man, let me put something together to hold them over so I don't got to drop as much, like, so they can hear some new music, for like, it's to the point people was down there trying to pay me to just send them my unreleased songs, like, on my phone, just like, bro, I got 100 for the song, bro, just send it to me. That's but, like, crazy. Shit, people was always leaking that shit, like, all the music me and Faye and them used to always drop, it always used to get leaked, either, like, the next day, it was crazy, so I stopped sending songs out for real. Oh, shit, I put that motherfucker together and dropped it. It's doing what it do, though, like, for my first little EP or whatever, it's doing decent. It's yeah. doing better than I expected it, for real.
Facts. The bullshit. Because I know you got Chop on there, you got Ghost on that motherfucker, too. Like, who else you got on there?
It's Chop, Ghost. Shit, who else on that motherfucker?
I know how there are a couple motherfuckers on there, dog.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't even know. I think that's all the... Yeah, I know I wasn't... Oh, yeah, Kwee, Celine.
Yeah.
I had Kwee off 76. Shout out my boy Kwee off the West. I had my brother Celine on that bitch. But outside of that, that was really it. I really wasn't, like, too big on features. I don't be, like, too big on rapping with niggas. Like,
yeah.
You might extend your hand to a nigga. They might leave you on scene or something. Like, a lot of these niggas be acting like hoes. Like, these rap niggas here, they be acting like hoes. Like, they be thinking, like, they too big for this shit. And shit, they ain't wrong. Shit, but me, I ain't reaching out to no nigga to ask to do no song. If we do a song, it's probably because I really fuck with you. Like,
right.
I ain't finna be asking niggas, oh, let's do a song type shit. Like, no, like, I ain't doing that.
Right.
So, that was probably Chopo and how me and Chop came about.
Mm.
We was recording in the same stoop.
Yeah.
He was hearing my shit. Like, he was hearing me watch me record a song, and then I played that song, finna do it.
Yeah.
And he was like, what he say to me? He's like, bro, your music, like, you got a babyface Ray flow. Like, yeah. Your music make a nigga want to go get some money. Like, I'm like, shit, hop on. Like, hop on that motherfucker. But I'm telling him, like, I need you in that old Chop bag. That,
yeah.
That Chop I came up listening to, that 2016 Chop. Bro, he went right in the studio. It took him probably 10 minutes, man. He walked that bitch. I'm like, damn, this shit hard, bro. Yeah. Shout out my nigga Chop. Yeah, I fuck with Chop,
man. Yeah, well, he was just up here, dog. He shouted you out on his interview, too. Like, he said he shouted out K-Rex, bro. Like,
shout out my nigga Chop. I fuck with Chop up. Yeah, one of the niggas I really came up listening to. I could really say I was listening to fuck shit. A lot of these niggas, I don't listen to their music. Even the new rappers now, I don't listen to their music.
Like, yeah.
A lot of shit be back, but my nigga Chop that.
Right.
Chop been that, too. I give a nigga they flowers. Chop been that.
Yeah, he a goat, bro. Definitely a goat, bro. Hell yeah, dog. Like I know motherfuckers know, like, they know the affiliation with you and Q50 and Bloodhound Lil Jeff and shit like that. Like, how y'all even link up? You know what I'm saying? How you even find, like, know them niggas?
Like, we linked up through they big cousins and shit. Me and Sleep, me and my brother Sleep.
Yeah.
We linked up with they big cousins, Tay and Swerve. Shout out my bloody brothers. We linked up with them and shit. It was the first time we linked, we ain't never separated, for real. It it's like going on like 12 years. This ain't no shit like I met these niggas on a rap shit. Like I ain't meet these niggas on no rap shit. When I met these niggas, when we was all fucked up, we was trying to figure it out, and shit, we just locked it in. Like shit, I've been around they mamas, I've been around they kids, they been around my mamas and kids. Like this, like a real family shit. Like I done slept around them niggas, and they got 50,000-60,000 around, 100,000 in jury. Like ain't nothing coming up missing, and ain't no, it just wasn't fake for these my real brothers.
Facts. Yeah, but, you know, he, of course, everybody know about the Bloodhound Lil Jeff. He got killed, you know what I'm saying, in Chicago and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all being, like, locked in like that, how did his death affect you?
That shit fucked me up, because shit, it fucked me up, because shit, he was on his way to me.
Yeah.
Like,
damn.
After all of that shit, he was coming here. He was coming to me.
Damn.
Like, yeah, that shit fucked me up, because he was on his way to me. He was finna come here and shit. Bro, that's he told wild. Like he had all his bags packed, everything was for him to come here. Mm. He just made a piss stop. Shit, yeah, that's little like brother. That's my little brother. I love him. Long live Jeff.
Yeah, yeah, long live little Jeff, man. Hell yeah, dog. Cause you know the Bloody Tears video, that shit out, man. I know everybody seen Q50 of that motherfucker, bro. But that shit go crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Little folks to death. That's my little brother.
Right.
Just had him with me yesterday or the other day.
Yeah, but I know at the end, dog, you was talking your shit, bro. You was like, man, we started this Stuff Advisor shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got to give us our credit, nigga. We started this shit, bro. Like,
sure.
Like, what you meant by that?
Like, all of the trends that you seeing right now, like, niggas stuffing their visor. A lot of these niggas saying bleed. Like,
yeah.
All of that shit. We started that shit. Left pocket check. Yeah. Like. All of that shit, that shit come from over here. Free Ken. Ken started Left Pocket Check. Ken and Faith and them started stuffing their visors. Like, it was just like something that niggas started trying to run off with, yeah. without giving. You see, I don't give niggas they flowers for shit. Niggas don't give folks them they flowers. Like, you know, we started a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Yeah, niggas definitely got to know what's going on, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, if you don't say nothing, motherfuckers will just run with it.
Motherfuckers will run with it. Like that little dance, certified and 50 of me, that shit. Like, if a nigga don't tell who the originator is, then it'll have a lot of confusion out here. Like, it's a lot of confusion on that shit.
Yeah, because I know, everybody know 50, but everybody know, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody know that's the 50 dance, bro.
Yeah,
you know
that's 50 shit.
Yeah, yeah, dog. Like, I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got plenty of shit, like, you know what I'm saying? The works, bro, you dropping, you know what I'm saying? You keating up fast, bro. Like, what you want to accomplish with the rap shit?
For real? Like, right now? Shit. I ain't trying to be the big. I ain't coming in talking about I want to be the biggest rapper. I'm just trying to feed my peoples. That's really it. Like, as long as I can feed my peoples and make good music doing this shit, that's all I want to achieve out this shit. I ain't gonna lie, I just want my people to be good. Whatever gonna pay the bills at the end of the day, shit. Anything else but what I'm doing now. I'd be like, shit. Nigga just trying to figure this shit out, hoping this shit come, but I'm around it. I'm around everybody that's just going up off their own motion. Like, look at 50. 50 ain't never, ever wanted to be a rapper in his life. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, I remember telling him, like, bro, you got to rap. This was after Jeff died. Like, I'm telling him, like, bro, you got to rap, bro. A man told me, man, hell no. I ain't doing that shit. Hell no. Fuck that shit. That was brother. Yeah. That was brother dream. That wasn't even my shit. Like, I'm like, damn, that's how it was. Those niggas ain't want to be no rappers, but shit, now that we in it and seeing what it do, what it's doing, like how it's changing brother life, shit, that shit only motivating me.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, his ass turned, bro. I know you got some shit with Rio, the Young OG, all type of niggas, bro.
Yeah, he got plenty of shit. We just left Miami. We was just in a studio, Future and Lil Baby. 808 Mafia, Weezy out of here.
Yeah.
Plenty of motherfuckers in the studio.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. That shit was motivation. Like, I'm seeing Baby talk to him, telling him, like, damn, type your YouTube in. I'm finna subscribe to your shit. This little Baby subscribing to his shit. That shit motivation. Shout out Lil, bro.
Shout out 50, man. Hey, you know, like, you know how the street shit is in Milwaukee, bro. You know how you really got to play chess, like, all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, every moment, bro. Like, but just you experiencing what you experienced, like, how you know who to trust, like, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the street shit.
Man, in these streets, man. I ain't going to say don't trust nobody, because that's just, like, in this shit, you got to have somebody you could trust. Like, gotta be some people you trust in this shit. Not trusting nobody, that shit is just how you out here going crazy. Like, but shit, I just say trust the niggas you know you love, niggas that know love you. Like, the niggas I came with, I trust every single one of them. Like, if I was blind, if I couldn't see, I'd trust them to leave me. Like, do everything for me and to leave me and know I'm good, like, without a worry. I could leave 100,000 in the house with them niggas. Leave, don't come back to that house for 2-3 days. Ain't nothing missing. Yeah. So shit, it just be like shit. You just gotta trust who you love, trust who you come up with.
Right.
One time a nigga show you some floor shit, you just gotta, that's just what it is. You gotta accept that and move around.
Yeah.
Cause you still fuck with a nigga, that shit just gonna create built up hatred, envy. These niggas really be envious of a nigga and want they life, want they phones, want they hoe, want they plug.
All that shit.
Man, these niggas be wanting everything from a nigga on the real. These niggas be envious. So you just gotta trust the niggas you come with. Bro, trust the niggas you come up with. Love your niggas. You do right by your niggas, they gonna always do right by you. I don't got, that's one thing about Rex. I don't give a fuck who you ask. You can go ask niggas that don't like me. It ain't no flaw shit on my name. It ain't one flaw about me. Bro, real nigga all the way around the board. Team player. Still, I'm with everything. I'm with everything. We can get some money. We can go get in that car. We can go hurt people. We can, I'm with everything.
What is it? Yeah, hey, dog, man, I see you came with the chain, man. You came iced up, man. They see what the fuck going on, man. Show the motherfucking chain, Johnny. Show the motherfucking chain, man. They know what the fuck going on, man.
It's real dumb. It's every side bust.
Oh, like, bullshit.
That shit stamped Johnny Dang. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, shit, real
60,000. Yeah. These ain't no moist and ice Mick Diamonds. These ain't none of that shit. These niggas be coming up here, man. I be seeing you boys interview with that shit. I be like, man, come on, man. You niggas gotta invest into y'all appearance, bro. Y'all do be calling yourself rappers and don't look like one. Like,
yeah.
Can't tell a nigga rap. Barely could tell you trapping. Like, niggas gotta start spending that shit, man.
But what if they ain't got the money, bro? Because if they had the money, they would buy that shit. They'd get a kid or whatever.
If you don't got the money, stay off the scene until you get your shit together.
Facts.
Instead of trying to, bro, because don't nobody want to hear no broke shit. Like, it's that struggle rap, that shit cool and shit, but ain't nobody trying to hear that shit for real. Yeah. Niggas want to see that shit you talking about. They want to see it. All you talking is money shit, but where it's at?
Facts.
Like, you don't even necessarily got to be showing the money, but like, your appearance matter in this shit. Like, you gotta look like a rapper before you even call yourself a rapper.
Facts.
Like, you gotta look like one. These Facts. Niggas don't be looking like one.
Yeah, no.
Like, they be like, yeah. Fucked up. Oh, bro.
Yeah. But shit, like, of course, like, Faye, Ghost, Celine, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know the whole team, like, who you fuck with. But, like, and Chop, of course. But shit, like, who you fuck with out of the city? Like, out of the rap niggas? Yeah, they know what the fuck going on. Come on, man. Come on, man. Got that shit on. You brought that shit with him, man. Let's go, Rex. Let's go.
I bought some white dog shit too. I ain't want no nigga to think I was just talking this shit and I don't live it.
Real shit.
No, I brung it in one of these, so yeah. You know how much it be.
Yeah, niggas, the niggas that know. You know what I'm saying?
I could throw these up there too.
Oh, yeah. The real shit. But shit, dog, who you fucking with, dog? Like, out of the rap niggas. I know you, bro said the team, but shit, like, who you fucking with?
Shit. Rapping, I be really fucking with. I ain't gonna lie. Turn shit only. Turn niggas only.
Yeah.
So I be fucking with Sleep.
Yeah.
Big Sleep shit. I be fucking with Ghost, Faye. Tax Free, Funny yeah. Money. Like Chick. Everybody know Chick does. Yeah. You don't even gotta say his name. You know that. Everybody listening to folks. He going crazy.
Yeah, everybody fuck with him.
Who else should I listen to? IMBK. He hard as a bitch.
Oh, yeah. He be going crazy. Yeah, his ass be going nuts.
He turned. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah.
I listen to Steph.
Yeah. Shout out Big Steph, man.
I think that's it for real. I listen to Moolah Mar too, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
No auto Moolah Mar, you go crazy when you know auto.
Yeah. That's going fed.
Yeah, I fuck with that. Yeah. But outside of that, I don't think I listen to nobody else though. Turn niggas only.
Right. Hey, what shit, we know that team locked up shit, like when could we be expecting like Faye and Ghost to come home?
Shit, Ghost, we waiting to see for Ghost right now.
Okay.
To see exactly how much. What do you gotta do? Faye come home 2027.
Yeah.
Ken come home 2026. So it's all the guys will be right back out in a blink.
Niggas damn they're gonna have a deal be signed already by the time.
Man, they been reaching out for Faye. Shit, in jail. Faye done had Alamo, Faye done had Alamo try to reach out. Shit, Young Scooter, and them just try to reach out before he died for Faye and Ghost.
Yeah.
So shit, niggas really going up for real, and like he turning them down. Like he could accept the six figures they offering. They offering him six figures from jail. Like in jail, he could six figures could be wired to their account right now. They straight like. They straight. Faye doing a whole lot of streams. If a nigga showed y'all Faye streams right now, a nigga be like, damn. Damn, fuck. That shit be crazy. Them niggas turn.
Yeah, yeah, dog. Niggas trying to book you for shows and features and shit. Like, how can they get in touch with you? Like, they trying to book you for shows and features.
I ain't gonna lie. I really ain't fucking with shows right now.
Okay.
Like, I do them, but it depends on the place type shit.
Yeah.
But, shit, a motherfucker DM me on Instagram for real. At KRX414.
What's it?
That's how that shit is, y'all. Get me on Instagram. What's
it? Hey, dog, who you want to shout out before we get out this motherfucker, dog?
Man, shout out my niggas, man. Shout out everybody that fuck with me. Shit, shout out all the guys, man. Man. You know that we ain't do no playing around. No, you know?
Ain't do no playing around. Yeah, yeah.
This ain't everything, but this a little bit of something.
The bullshit.
A little bit
really
of
got that shit on him, man. Dog shit on him, nigga. What the fuck going on?
With the jacks right here. These ain't no play phones. These all pay phones right
real
here.
Shit.
I know they like, why so many? Shh, that's how I'm living. Just gotta take it as it comes.
Bullshit. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. You know what the fuck going on, man. I got my dog in this bitch, man. K-Rax, what's happening?